The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink it and criminalize
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
All right, welcome everybody. Good day, and it is Monday, September 10th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. We're back live and better than ever, independently produced and broadcast right out of here at Rolla J Studios. Thanks for joining us on RadicalRust.com, TheWeedBlog.com, and Pot.TV. If you'd like to embed this live show on your website, just check out RadicalRust.com, look in the About section, and Webmaster Tools. All the embed codes are there, the chat codes are there. You can really increase the page duration time on your website. Just add RadicalRust.com and get the word out for marijuana legalization in the United States of America and all throughout the country. We've got a great show coming up, and we're tightening things up here on the Russ Belville Show, making things fly fast and furious. There's going to be a lot of information coming at you, and we're going to start by going to our virtual studio in Grass Story, Oregon. We're waiting there on the Skype line. We have our own Carrie Gallagher, our news director. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Russ. So nice to be back.
It's nice to have you back. I'll have to have you boost your signal just a little bit because you're a little quiet out there, but good to hear you. We are doing the 420 headline news right after the first break. We are going to get the news stories to you right away, and we've got all sorts of great headlines coming up. Carrie, what's in the news today?
Well, first of all, quiet me never. But the first four stories that we're going to cover is for today on our first show. We're going to go to Arizona, where they're actually reaping millions of dollars on their medical marijuana program. We're going to see what Paul Ryan, the bottom of the Republican presidential ticket, says about medical marijuana. We're also going to go to Arizona, where the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol has filed a lawsuit over the weekend. And we've got a study coming out today that we want to talk about with testicular cancer and marijuana usage, that all coming up in today's headlines.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. And then we're going to go behind the headlines in our second segment and talk with Anthony Johnson from the National Cannabis Coalition. There's some dirty politics going on in Springfield, Missouri, where they passed a decriminalization measure for the city. We'll talk to him about that. Paul Armentano joins us at half past to talk about the new study that's out on DUI cannabis and the 2 nanogram limit in indicating double the crash risk. Is that true or not? We'll talk to Paul Armentano about that. We got your Roots Monday Daily Toker Tunes coming up with Cab Calloway and some reefer jazz. And at the end of the show, time for a little radical rant. Is it time to legalize or is it time for a smoke-in? We're right back after this. Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
We're not looking to end beer summits at the White House or change the way people behave on the campaign trail. We just believe adults, in the privacy of their homes, should be allowed to use marijuana instead of alcohol if that's what they prefer. 40 years ago, our government launched an irrational war on marijuana for reasons unrelated to the actual and limited harms of the substance. It's time for a more sensible approach. It's time to regulate marijuana. Paid for by the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana.
Grab-a-dabba-goo! The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
Cause the day was hard and your work was long, and you need a break from all that's wrong. You better look at the clock cause it's 4:19. Time to reach in that pocket for your bag of green and smoke that.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show. Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, ganja sacrament, consumer cannabis. The topic of marijuana is heating up the news, and the Russ Belville Show catches you up with today's latest headlines. Now, here's our senior news editor, Cannabis Carey, with the Daily Cannabis Chronicle.
According to reports in the Arizona Republic, the state has taken in over $9.3 million in medical marijuana patient and dispensary registration fees since beginning the program last year. About $2.5 million of that money has been sent on the staff of the Arizona Department of Health Services to administer the program, to fund research into the effectiveness of medical marijuana, and to purchase technology to run the nation's sole online-only medical marijuana registration program. Now the Arizona Department Health Service Director Will Humble will dip into the over $6 million that remains in that medical marijuana fund in order to, in his words, keep the program as medical as possible. ADHS will use $1.2 million in funds to audit the doctors who are recommending medical marijuana to Arizona's 31,000 patients, seeking those who may be improperly allowing their patients to use the non-toxic, low side effect Schedule I substance. Other uses of the funds will include the hiring of a private attorney at $450 per hour to deal with legal issues arising from the program, private accountants to audit the nonprofit operation of dispensaries, and training dispensary staff to recognize the signs of drug abuse and help patients track how much marijuana they are using and prevent them from combining marijuana with alcohol or narcotics. Legalization effort in Colorado State has filed a lawsuit against the state over the text in Colorado's voter's guide, known in the state as the Blue Book. State law requires that the supplemental voter's guide include all major arguments in support of each issue that appears on the ballot. But that campaign is saying that this year's Blue Book text has harmed their message. The legislative council that okays language in the Blue Book, according to the campaign, deleted three of the key arguments in support of the initiative. The three things left out of the Blue Book in support of Measure 64 is that marijuana is objectively less harmful than alcohol, that the current consequences of marijuana offenses are too severe, and that law enforcement resources would be better spent on more serious crimes. The campaign is reporting that they think that the lawmakers were confused and actually did not intend to delete those lines. The key arguments in support of Amendment 64 were deleted without the true two-thirds support. Now, with that deletion, the campaign says that the arguments for Amendment 64 section of the Blue Book is now only 208 words long following that deletion, whereas the arguments against has approximately 338 words, meaning the against has nearly 75% more words than the for section. Over the weekend, the campaign filed for a temporary restraining order to prevent the Blue Book from going to print with a text that has been modified. And a new study published in the Journal of American Cancer Society claims young men who smoke marijuana have twice the risk of aggressive testicular cancers. That was reported today by CBS News. Researchers from USC compared 163 men with testicular cancer to 292 healthy controls and surveyed them all on their history of drug use. After controlling for a condition called undescended testicular, religiosity and education, researchers found twice the likelihood of testicular cancer for the men who had ever used marijuana. Surprisingly, the study also found that half the risk for testicular cancer for the men who had ever used cocaine. Rates of testicular cancer, while increasing over the past 37 years, do not seem to change in any relation to marijuana use, increases or decreases. According to cancer.gov's fast stats, the rate of testicular cancer in 1979 was about 4 in 100,000 men. That year, 16.6% of Americans 12 and older had used marijuana, the highest rate ever recorded by the government. By 1992, we recorded the lowest rate of marijuana smoking, just 7.9% of Americans had smoked that year, yet the testicular cancer rate increased to over 5 in 100,000. Now, as 11.6% of the population smokes marijuana, the testicular cancer rate is a little under 6 in 100,000. And Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan said in an interview with the Colorado station KRDO that he believes it is up to the states to decide whether to legalize medical marijuana. He told them, quote, "My personal position on these issues has been to let the states decide what they want to do with these things. This is something that is not a high priority of ours," unquote. According to KRDO TV, Ryan made clear that he doesn't believe in the